From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After a period of relative calm following Sunday's landmark elections in Iraq, there was renewed fighting. More than two dozen Iraqis and two Marines were killed in a series of attacks around the country.
The violence comes as Iraq's Electoral Commission has released some limited preliminary results from Sunday's election. Although far from complete, they suggest a big lead for the religious Shiite Muslim slate that was favored in the vote.
On Capitol Hill today, the future of the war in Iraq was the topic of a hearing in the Senate. More on that in a moment.
NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Baghdad. And Emily, let's talk first a bit about these attacks. Can you tell us where the attacks came and what happened?
There were many attacks around the country. There was an attack on a group of soldiers traveling near Kirkuk and some new reports of an attack of a police convoy south of Baghdad. There was also a mortar attack on a U.S. base near Tal Afar, which is up north and near the Syrian border. That killed some Iraqi civilians. All in all, scattered violence around the country, the death figure climbing, very similar to the kinds of days we saw ahead of the election.
Let's turn to the preliminary election results that we mentioned are starting to come in. How much is known at this point about who's ahead?
The results are limited enough that it's hard to say that these will show anything about the final results. But with partial results from six provinces, a slate called Slate 169, a Shiite Muslim list of candidates, is doing by far the best. Now, these partial results come from Baghdad and also five provinces south of Baghdad. This is heavy Shiite Muslim territory, so it's not surprising that this Slate 169 is doing best so far. Trailing Slate 169 in a fairly distant second, again with very preliminary results, is what's considered to be a more secular Shiite slate, which is led by interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. There's no results for the Kurds yet, but that wouldn't really be expected based on where these results are coming from. And we still have no turnout figures yet.
Emily, the election was Sunday. It's now 4 days after that. Why is it taking so long for a more complete picture of the vote?
A lot of different reasons, most of them logistical. First, the ballots had to be counted where they were cast, and then the ballots and tally sheets had to be taken to regional warehouses, checked in, made sure they were okay. Then the tally sheets have to be brought in from all over the country. Now, partially this is just a big logistical job, although one U.S. diplomat has said that they deliberately aren't bringing them in all at once because they think that would be a security risk. However, the counting room set up here in Baghdad probably couldn't handle them much faster anyway. It's quite a slow process that will take at least another week to get the final results, although some more preliminary results may come tomorrow.
Now, I understand there have also been complaints about voting problems, voting irregularities.
That's right. The area that seems to be the most problematic at the moment is Nineveh province. That's up in the north, including the capital of Nineveh province, which is Mosul. There were complaints that polling stations didn't open, also that some polling stations didn't have enough materials, and basically people who wanted to vote didn't get the chance to vote. The Electoral Commission says that part of the problem was they'd originally planned to have more than 300 polling centers in Nineveh province, but based on security advice ahead of the election, cut that back to just 90. Then they say on election day, things were calm enough, people wanted to vote, but it was impossible to actually open centers on such short notice.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Emily, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.